Morning. What I wanted to talk about today was there's two types of people, two types of addicts, alcoholics. There's those in active addiction and those of us in recovery. Now, the problem is, and this stems back to, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, we want to keep ourselves anonymous, but I'm not sure that's how it should be these days. I know there's a huge, massive stigma around people being in recovery, you know, or being in active addiction. The difference is that those of us in recovery that are staying in recovery are, well, we want to be upstanding members of society. You know, we are not going to come into work hungover or this, that and the other. But people think of alcoholics or drug addicts as, you know, sat on a park bench with a brown paper bag and or a needle in the arm. And that's not simply the case. You know, there are so many millions of people in recovery that one day at a time are staying in recovery. But we seem to have to hide away. Now, me, myself, obviously, you know, doing videos on Instagram, you know, my face is there. I do try and keep it away from my my personal Facebook, but, you know, I do talk about, you know, my addiction on my Facebook. I'm not hiding away from it. I do work for myself. I'm a gardener now, so I do have the luxury of, you know, not having to report into HR, telling all my deepest, darkest secrets in medical history, if that's the case. But the whole point is that society needs to change. You know, we have a disease and, you know, we are taking steps to combat that. And we are living in society as, I think, sometimes better upstanding members of the society. You know, I'm in early days, but I know in my heart that I'm never going to go back to active addiction. We can't ever say never. People do 10 years, 5 years, 100, 50 years of, you know, recovery, but they slip. And that is the danger. But, you know, if we do slip, then we know that we can get help again. You know, and I don't think there needs to be this whole stigma of, oh my God, you're an alcoholic. Yeah, but I'm an alcoholic in recovery. That's the point. I am trying to sort my life out. I am doing it. New doors are opening for me, for other people. And I just think that sometimes scares people. You know, if they are a hopeless addict, then they think, well, what's the point? You know, society's never going to accept me. Of course it will, and it needs to change. And I just think that the more people that come out and admit to basically being in recovery and showing the world that, yeah, you know what, we can be pillars of society, as I've said before. You know, it's your alcoholic or addict is your baker, is your postman, is your banker, is your IT specialist. We're all everywhere, you know. And I just think that, yeah, people need to stand up and say, yep, my name's Jim and I'm an alcoholic or an addict. When I was in rehab, they gave us kind of like, you know, examples of what to say to people if someone offered you a drink at a dinner party. And, you know, that oh yeah, I'm allergic to it, and you know, I just don't drink, and a lot of people don't drink these days, and that's fine. But, you know, I think I will say to people, no, I'm actually in recovery now. And that makes people's eyes open. And actually, the response that I've had from when I say that to people is actually a fantastic response. People do go, oh wow, okay, good for you. You know, I've not had any kind of backlash on that, but not to say that it won't happen. Anyway, it's a beautiful day here today. It's day 3 in lockdown in the Isle of Man. I'm keeping busy. I hope you guys are enjoying the content. There will be more. That's Jasmine up there. She's just having a little clean of herself. Yeah, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and there will be more content. Please, I welcome your comments either here on my Instagram page, Recovery Gym. I just want to open discussions and see what people's thoughts are on, you know, at this point, hiding away from society. Should we do that? You know, should we be more open and honest? Again, should the anonymous part of the program change? I'm not saying people are going to change overnight, but me for one, I'm proud I'm in recovery. I think I used to say that I was proud to be an alcoholic. No, I mean, I never wanted to be that. That's not what a 10-year-old Jim aspired to be in his life. But I am proud that I'm in recovery. So thank you. Please share. Thanks very much. Take it easy. Bye-bye. Peace.